Hi, this is a dictation for patient Bassam Doha, BASSAMDOHA. Date of birth is 4/11/64. Date of service is 10/27/2025. Date of accident 8/25/2024. The patient is here as a patient for follow-up with ongoing symptoms of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and to the tune of 9. And pain in the left shoulder and right shoulder to the tune of 9. Occasionally they become 10. Patient reports of off and on numbness and tingling of both arms and left leg, and anteriorly and posteriorly in a glove-like fashion with involvement of all the fingers. This has been continuing. Patient has been doing physical therapy and has been doing massage, acupuncture with the chiropractic treatment. He reports only 30% relief so far. He has had 3 epidural injections and he quit coming after that. Is doing the records for ADL. And for system review. And for additional issues. Substance abuse, compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 125/90, pulse 70, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will remain the same from a previous visit, dated 8/21/2025, dictation number 0821-055. The plan is to continue the physical therapy once a week, continue the chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. Patient is released to a light duty job. His labs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. Patient is provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for intense inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 mg twice a day for GAD disorder, Wellbutrin XR for depression, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, headaches, neuropathies, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. The MRI of the brain was done on June 25 and at M1 imaging, and it shows a lower volume of the parietal lobe, frontal lobe, and parietal lobe, and deep gray nuclei. Bilateral caudate nucleus volumes are low. Rest of the brain is intact and normal. In the left shoulder, patient has a nearly full thickness in first month here. Suppressed spinal tendon with tendon retraction measuring approximately 22 millimeters. Patient is referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard, orthopedic surgeon. Infraspinal tendon shows tendinopathy. Patient has had few injections to the area with no major relief. He is looking forward for surgery. In the left, right shoulder arthrogram was done. It shows full thickness tear of the supraspinatus with 1.5 centimeter retraction and complete tearing of the proximal biceps tendon, long head with a fluid-filled bicipital groove, mild glenohumeral and acromioclavicular arthrosis. Left arthrogram, left shoulder, full thickness tear of the supraspinatus. Patient is advised to have a surgical consultation immediately and go for surgery. The MRIs for the lumbar spine have already been discussed with the patient, with the multi-disc involvement, disc herniation of L1, L2, and L4, 5, and L5, S1 with specific irregularities. And cervical spine has a multi-disc herniation from C2, C3, C3-4, C5-6, C6-7, C7-1. And the patient is advised to have a consultation regarding spinal cord stimulation device and or surgery with a disc replacement. The patient will consider that he is being referred to Dr. Redden for further consultation. And he'll be seen in 30 days' time. He's also referred to Dr. Mustafa for further acupuncture and massage. He's referred to orthopedic surgery, Dr. Gary Gilliard, and also to Dr. Ramakrishna as a second consultation for spine surgery. His MEPs and labs have been reviewed. Patient is found to be in compliance, and he'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.